going to take forever, so I hope you're sitting comfortably. This is a couple of hours here. So thanks very much for coming. Speaking, I'm literally speechless. Well, not precisely. I've never been so happy, never been so proud. My brother is right, I am a bit of a romantic, a little bit tragic in English circles. Bunch of cynics that you all are. But the words that I said to you today, the most beautiful a man could ever possibly want to say, and it was an honour to say them to you. My wife and I... very, very pleased to welcome you all to our first wedding anniversary. So, mega big party. Really, really pleased.
First of
many to come. Pardon? First of many to come. We're planning to do it every year. Let me just explain. For those of you that have been following carefully will know that we are already married. Not years ago, as Father said in the service. In fact, precisely a year ago, 15th of June. Let me just explain how we got here, just so you know. And then maybe you can speak to Jamie, Daniel, John and Susie, who I think may be the only survivors from the wedding last year. I proposed to Vicky in Colombia almost 2 years ago. It was the most profound, possibly the most surreal day of my life. We've had our ups and downs like most couples. Time I was away from Vicky, felt like I was walking away from my own destiny. So, I'm such a nigger. So it's not that easy. That day felt like I finally said yes. Do you remember that psalm that Olivia read about God knowing you better than you know yourself? That's what it felt like to me. I allowed God to lead me by the hand. And he led me to a variety of jewellery shops in Bogota. I took Vicky to her favourite restaurant. And I was so nervous, I rushed my line, showed her the ring. Vicky was speechless for what seemed like an hour. And then she said yes as well. So we started planning our wedding, most likely in Colombia. It was going to be like everyone in white, but in the Caribbean. Lots of family and friends, including Tom and Mel, who've still not been to Colombia. And, you know, for that to work properly, bring Colombians and English people together, which is a big shame I know today that we haven't got the Colombian side here. And crucially, therefore, it would have to be an August wedding, so that we get teachers and kids out for, like, from the teacher, out for a decent amount of time. A few months later, however, back in London, very happily, but rather distortingly to our plans, we got a wonderful Christmas present. I can't see him. Vicky became pregnant with Solomon. He may be sleeping. Not enjoying my speech at all. So, basically, it meant that in August she'd be giving birth. Now, if we'd been people, most of you know us, know that we're not great planners. If we'd have planned, we might have liked all that through a bit. As it was, we had to show up our plans and began doing again as we do so often, flying by the seat of our pants. We decided to have a small registry office wedding in Bogota. Being Colombia, turned quite quickly into a pretty wholesome bash. But unfortunately none of my family and friends were there, so that's why we're having wedding number two here. And it's really been a wonderful, wonderful day. Only a brief moment of thunderous storms, precisely as we left the church. But apart from that, it's been a good day. And thanks very much to everyone also for making an effort with the white theme. Some of my old friends have gone the extra mile and actually turned their hair white. very pleased about. My brother's gone ahead and just gone for the whole white head. So, thanks for that. This is the easiest speech I'll ever have to give, because it comes, you know, right from the heart. It's an opportunity to say thank you on behalf of Vicky and me to a lot of people that, you know, we should say thank you to more often, probably. Starting off, as Tom implied, with Mum and Dad. Really. You would not believe. I need another one of these if anyone's there. You really wouldn't believe the generosity they've shown us in the last month or so. The last couple of days, actually leaving the house to us. As I understand it, they did go off and play golf. So it can't have been all bad. But I think family, something I've learned over the years, is it's about generosity and the instinct of generosity that they've shown. I think it's so instinctive that sometimes it goes unnoticed. I think probably they don't even notice it themselves. And they've been mega, mega generous. I'm using the word mega the whole time at the moment, I don't know why. And they've been really, really generous to us. So thank you very, very much. Couldn't hope for a more loyal two parents. So thank you. I'd really like to just wave a toast to them. Tom and Mel, also, you know, always there to help us out. Tom organised a stag, Mel organised a hen that eventually we had to cancel, unfortunately. Mel's made this amazing cake that we will tuck into soon. And it's so wonderful knowing that they're always there to help, usually at the last minute, with things that we very selfishly ask for. Thanks very much to the musicians, people from the OSO for this place. Caterers, a little bit late, but really delicious food. Really recommend Wilson. Very, very good restaurant in Brixton. Thanks to Jerome for taking some photos. To Jerome, Agnes, Brigitte, the French contingent, always here for a good party. Really lovely to see you. I look at the smirks on their faces as it began to rain. Hilarious. And I said, the food's not arrived yet. Jerome said, but I brought my French cheese. They always do. They never come to England without, of course, a suitcase full of French food. They know they're going to get crap here. So, lovely, lovely for you to come. Jamie, come all the way from Colombia. Where's Jamie? Thank you so much. Amazing to have you here. Visibly relaxes in the company of Colombians. English people are so mega stressed, unless you're around weddings, whereas Colombians are like, take it or leave it. So it's been very good to have you. Colin and Nan, you had us down last weekend, and also we've used your house quite a lot while you've been away. It's really one of our favourite places in the country. So thanks for always having us down there. Rosbury also has come a long way, not especially for our wedding, or you might have elongated your trip for a wedding, I'm not sure. Lovely to see you. Really, everyone's come a long way. Dan and Joe came from Ireland. A few of you come from around the country. I've probably forgotten some. Ben Farvers came from Paris. Wonderful. Yeah, I didn't think I would mention it either, but yeah. Once prompted. Ben, I'll scrap that. Can we edit that out? Lou came from across the way. Fergus, is Fergus still here? Oh, that is a great shame. Fergus sang, and Deirdre and Phyllis sang at the wedding. Unbelievably beautiful. It's not a surprise to me. It's a surprise to me. Always beautiful. He also came good with the car in quite a mega fashion, suddenly turned up outside having sung the choir. Kathy Sacre, who isn't here, I don't think, unless she's turned up, who did the flowers in the church. Father Luke, who I thought led the service so beautifully. Sam, Arthur, Alice, Isabel, and Sangamitra, all of you so brilliantly holding rings and flowers and petals and looking incredibly cute, yeah. Just like, exactly like that. Really, really lovely. Thank you very much. The readers, Olivia and Barney, old friends. Father Ian, who read the prayers. Paul and Claire have been with us these last few days. Also, mega, I'm going to stop saying mega now. If I say mega from now on, just, I don't know.
Mega, we'll have a drink.
Thanks, Nick. You haven't changed. Paul Pullenpear, thanks very much. Just a quick mention to Tom mentioned my grandfather, Skipper and Gran Pickles, Nanny, Vicky's mum. None of them are here, but I'm sure, I hope, they would have been very happy for us both. And really, all of you for coming, some of you from the long way. Amazing to receive presents. Those of you that have given us presents. Really, that didn't sound quite right. I meant able to receive presents. I shouldn't have said that last bit. And also, really, really grateful for those of you that have given money to Peace Brigade International. Last time I looked, it's getting up to £1,000. It's an amazing charity. Having lived most of my life, the last 15 years, I think I've probably received one present, I think. Over the last 15 years, it's amazing to receive a lot. It's just a sign of kind of something nice. So. Thanks a lot. Yeah. That's the thanks. I'm now, you know, just trying to say something a little bit about what I've learned about love. You can't explain love. It just is there or isn't. There'll be ups and downs, good times, times you want to punch each other. In fact, Vicky did hit me once. There's a bar in Malta. I did, though. There's a bar in Malta. I was dancing with a friend of hers. She got incredibly angry with me. But it was only when I looked at her friend and went, as if to say, that's when she hit me. It was a really, really good hit. It immediately made me feel a huge sense of pride. Perfect, it's like a perfect rugby tackle. Just delivered in such a way that didn't hurt. So very, very good hit. But also just very proud that she loved me so much. Because that's basically what it means, right? If you hit someone. But of course that isn't what it meant. In this case, funny enough, that is what it meant. And also, amusingly, Paul and Claire were there. They were visiting us in Colombia, and I think it was basically one of your first nights in Colombia. So they must have been thinking, what this relationship? Bit odd. But anyway, that's the only time she's ever hit me, thank you. And we were very happy laughing about it a few years later. Anyway, the point is, I digress. There were lots of mistakes in love. But if you're on your own, and there's only one person that constantly occupies your mind, only one person with whom you want to share the beauty of new things, the nostalgia of the old, if you're worlds apart, but you feel like, yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, in fact, when I say these, then you can see if you can finish it. If you're with friends, but you feel alone, if there's only one person that can make you feel happy, not even happy, but real again, if all your successes are meaningless, and all your failures more bitter, because someone is not there to tell, if there's only one person with whom you long to share the quiet of an empty church, no one else in the world, only you two, then you're in love. And then you find all those love songs meaningful, even the bad ones, especially the bad ones. Vicky, I fell in love with you. Are you keeping up with these? Vicky, I fell in love with you the first time we climbed up Monserrate together, with your son Daniel. But I haven't mentioned Daniel. Daniel is the most astonishing adolescent I've ever met. When I tell people I now have an adolescent stepson, they immediately start, those that haven't met Daniel, by saying, oh God, or something like that, you know, how the hell have you taken that on? Of course, when they meet him, he's the most, as Tom said, mature boy, putting me, you know, to shame. Very, very civilised, thoughtful, loving boy. And he hates naff speeches. He'll be literally vomiting at him. And very well not to vomit, Daniel. But really such a pleasure to have you in my life and to be in yours. Back there. I haven't mentioned you, Ed. You had us in your house that last year or so. You saw it all. Thank you very much. So, another thing to Ed. So, where was I with my gush? I love you. Becky, I fell in love with you the first time we climbed up Monserrate together, with your son Daniel, when he was a cute 9-year-old. That's about 6 years ago now. Before he became a hulking, smelly teenager. All his attributes, he is smelly. But Daniel, what's happening to the microphone?
I'm finishing soon.
Alice has been sent to shut me up, mate. With Daniel, with the strange woman you live with, her dog, and Ollie Wellings, we walked up Monserrate behind Bogota, and I began to feel the magic. And I still feel it. Concentrate, Alice, this guy. I've never fallen out of love with you, and I know it well. You're the person I admire most in the world. I've never met anyone like you. The way you are bold to be different, your refusal to compromise, your ability to transcend adversity, your insistence on loyalty, your honesty, your holiness. The most conservative, most radical, most urban, most rural, most surprising, I couldn't think of a compliment for that one. Most fun, most uncool. Vicky once was watching Bon Jovi on the TV and said, I'm not cool, I don't like Bon Jovi. That's so far from being cool. Most contradictory, most coherent, most beautiful, least concerned with beauty, most magical, most human, most kind-hearted, most open-minded, best mother, best friend, most decent, most loyal, wisest, humblest person I know. We did this essay together, not together, when I was at university, we did an essay about ideology, we did an essay about psychological types. I'm definitely a searcher, searching all my life. I always knew I would live an exciting life, follow my heart, contribute something relevant. But I never thought I would be in love. Sometimes you don't know what you're looking for until you've found it. Thanks for taking me on, Mickey.